This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. At least in Libya, there was no embarrassing dilemma for the U.S., no political ally like Hosni Mubarak of Egypt or Bashar Assad of Syria that the U.S. had supported for years. In Libya, there was only Gaddafi.
Libyans from east and west, from north and south, are eager to seize this historic opportunity to fulfill their aspirations for freedom and for a better life. The United States and our international partners are proud to stand by them in friendship and solidarity as Libyans lead the way to their own brighter future.
That's the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State. Finding a way forward may not be as easy for the U.S. and the rest of the Middle East. Peace in Libya, a crumbling peace in Israel, and Egypt somewhere between the two. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, September 15th. John Hockenberry's out today. Let's get right to the news this morning. A British Prime Minister David Cameron and French President Nicolas Sarkozy have arrived in Libya this morning. They are the first Western heads of state to visit that country since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi. And we want to go to Libya now. Live, we have Noor Ajaj, who works at the Four Point Sheraton in Tripoli. Noor, can you tell us what the mood is in welcoming David Cameron and Nicolas Sarkozy?
Hi. Well, obviously, there's security all over the city. So it just goes on to show that, yes, it's a huge deal. And for the past 6 months, all we've had is terror. And now the city is pretty much safe enough for two of the most international presidents to come and visit it.
Can you help me understand the videos that we've seen of your countrymen chanting Merci Sarkozy and the graffiti thanking David Cameron?
Yes, I was one of these people writing these graffitis. I mean, if it wasn't for France and Nicolas Sarkozy, Benghazi would have been wiped. So if it wasn't for his wise decision, and yes, it was a risk that he has taken, 700,000 lives would have been lost, and who knows, even more all over Tripoli, not just Benghazi, and all over Libya.
One last question for you, Noor Ajaj, and then I'll let you go. Why no graffiti that says, "Thank you, Obama"?
No, I think there was Thank You Obama all over Tripoli. I've seen it myself. I've seen the U.S. flag everywhere. I've seen the British flag everywhere. There's a whole billboard thanking the whole 5x4 billboard in Tripoli,
yeah,
thanking all the countries that has helped them. Maybe it just wasn't covered, but if you can send me your information, I'll definitely give you all the pictures that are in Tripoli thanking Obama and the U.S. in general.
We will send it to you. That's Noor Ajaj. She works at the Four Point Sheraton in Tripoli. Thank you, Noor. Palestinians plan to seek recognition as a state and full United Nations membership next week during the UN General Assembly. Trying to prevent that vote from happening, U.S. envoys will urge Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas today to restart peace talks instead. Here at home, President Obama continues to push for support for his $450 billion jobs package. A recent Gallup poll found 45% of Americans want their member of Congress to vote for the bill. More blame for BP in the latest investigation of the Gulf oil spill. A new report from two key government agencies finds BP and its contractors guilty of 7 federal violations. And police in London have arrested a 31-year-old trader for the Swiss bank UBS. He's believed to have racked up about $2 billion in losses for the bank. UBS is likely to post a third-quarter loss. And Greece's cabinet meets today to discuss the latest round of austerity measures required to get international rescue loans. Yesterday, leaders of Germany and France agreed to stand by Greece in its debt crisis. Asian markets are mixed right now. European indices are up. Futures are up. Gold is down slightly. The Dow will start at 11,246. The S&P at 1,188. The Nasdaq at 2,252. we're going to go to more in depth into a headline from yesterday that 1 in 6 Americans are now living in poverty, the highest level in almost 3 decades. We wonder if America still cares about its poor. A Denver listener texts this: the poor have never been a concern. For example, healthcare was never an issue until it hit the middle class. The poor will always be with us. Stop pretending it's their fault for the budget crisis. Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE. We're going to get another update from Libya in a moment.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.